Good morning. It's 9:54 a.m. on Saturday, November the 20th, 2021. Let me just double check here that, AirPlay mode is on. All the other external devices are shut off. It's blocking my calls. In theory, this should be a clean file. I haven't shut off my Bluetooth headphones, so that's not trying to find some place to connect. Hi. The cloud deck seems to be moving off. I've got a little bit of somewhat watery sun shining down on me. It feels pretty good. It's 50 degrees up from 25 this morning. We're in that stage of year. We're in that part of the year where the nights cool down real fast. And the day temperatures don't get up very much. And we've got a 25 degree spread right at the moment. It might get up to 55 today. Unlike the summer where it will get down to 50 and then up to 100. Yeah. That's a pretty big spread. But winter isn't quite so shocking. And it's still fall, but winter is coming. With apologies to George R. R. Martin. Trying to look to see. Yeah. Looks like I'm recording correctly today. It's a long string of geese. A skein of geese up there. They're flying away and they're all organized, so they're not making very much noise. So, where have I been? I don't know. There's a collection of circumstances that have conspired against me, as they say. Take the truck out of my way. Thank you very much. I think I mentioned before that I'm back in EVE Online. And the Alpha clones are... they're really quite a lot of fun. They're free, so, you know, it's not like I feel like I'm spending money for them. I did unsubscribe to one of my major Omega accounts. I'm not sure if I picked the right one or not. We'll see. I don't know. I still have too many. But all the Alpha clones are free. And I've got a lot. One of the things that kind of disrupted my EVE Online habit back in the day was when the offline character monitoring tool called EVEMON, E-V-E-M-O-N, when that got unplugged, EVE changed its application process interface, its API, whatever that is, so that the old one didn't work anymore. And the guy who maintained it didn't want to mess with it anymore. Somebody got it, got the code from him. And there's a branch. There's a what they call in the trade a fork in the code that works now, which is kind of cool. That's the good thing. The bad thing is now I have all of my alts loaded into Evemun. So I know where everyone is and what they're doing. Because in EVE Online, you can train when you're offline. So I don't have to log in to have my training queue keep chugging along and have the character picking up skills, some of which take a very long time, even for Omega clones. This morning, one of my Omega clones was down to 8 hours in their skill queue, and I'm like, holy cow, how'd that happen? And so I logged in real quick and beefed up the queue. It's now 50 days long. So somewhere in January, that character's skill queue will run out. But the alpha clones are a lot of fun. It's been interesting to me, and the reason that I think playing Eve resonates so strongly with me is that it has a lot of the things that I really like in a game. It has a really complex skill structure. It has a lot of different things that you can do. A lot of them I haven't even tried. Even after, I don't know how many years it is, I think it's 'd have to go back and look. I think the first time I logged in was like 2010 or 11, I don't know. So a decade or so. And the game has changed a lot. So even though I haven't played for like three years, logging in was at once familiar and completely strange, because they've redone the new player experience so that there's actually a little bit of a tutorial to get you going, get you jump started, that it doesn't take forever, and according to their stats, doesn't bump people out in the first 10 minutes. They haven't done anything with the career agents. The careers and missions, all the mission agents are all the same. It's a very limited pool of missions. And even when you get a couple layers deep, it's still a pretty limited pool. You find yourself doing the same missions over and over and over and over again. So you get really good at them. You get everything dialed in. And then what you find is that you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Now, the mission runners complain about the miners, because mining is just doing the same thing over and over again. Lock a rock, burn a rock. Take the ore, sell it. Lock a rock, burn a rock, take the ore and sell it. $16 tons, and what do you get? Well, unlike coal mine, it's a little bit richer. They also have a couple of mini games that are kind of fun. One of them has to do with scanning, exploring. Anyway, what appeals to me is that there is mining. and I liked mine. I got curious about something they were just barely talking about when I quit the last time. In fact, I don't even think they were talking about it. Into the abyss. Abyssal spaces, where you have to take a special kind of portal and you go into this very limited three-room kind of dungeon in your spaceship. And you have to kill one or more enemies in that space. Collect the loot and get out. Very colonial game. Very colonial game. Kill the people, take the stuff. Sell it. So there's always lots of people who are willing to say, oh yeah, you could earn millions of ISK an hour per hour. And I'm like, well yeah, okay, that's fine, but what about the hours that you're not actually doing that thing? Is really interesting question. Like mining. The new player mining, the newbie miner, the Venture, a mining frigate, will let you collect 5,000 cubic meters of ore from any of the public belts, any of the moons. At the moment, you can't mine ice with it, but that's going to change, I think, late this year, early next year. But it gives you a chance to, coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, monk post, there we go, I said it before I struck it, so it goes. So it's a way to get some money, to get some ISK, to learn the mechanics of the game. Good morning. Without a lot of risk. It's not completely risk-free, but the risk is minimal. And as you skill up and understand how the market works and learn how to buy and sell stuff and improve your ship a little bit, it's possible to earn an actually probable that you can learn. That's the other thing that bugs me. You actually can and probably will earn $1.5 to $2 million, dollars, ISK, interstellar kroner, in an hour of mining, you should walk away a million plus richer, which is not great. It's not great money, but they give you the ship for free. If you mine with the crappy lasers for a while, you can earn enough ISK to upgrade your lasers. If you mine with the less crappy lasers for a while your skills are adding up, you can get good lasers. And in the right circumstance, that million plus becomes 2 million in a bit. But it sort of sets up the game for you to realize that, yeah, mining is a grind. Earning ISK is a grind. But it's part of the game that you need to master in order to perhaps do more exciting things, like go blow up other people or run missions. Missions are fighting, but as I said when I started this, missions become grindy. You do the same dozen missions over and over until you can get to the next level of agent, and then you get the same dozen missions with them over and over and over and over. So, regardless of what you're going to do, there's a certain level of grind that comes with the game. And if you're going to go out and start blowing other people up, that's a whole different grind. That's a whole different set of problems that, particularly for new players, it's really difficult to have your 47th frigate blown out from underneath you, get killed, and have to start over again. It's really demoralizing. And when you talk to experienced players, you talk to people who've been around for a while, they'll tell you, oh yeah, you should do faction warfare. You could earn 100 million ISK an hour. Well, yeah, but not to start. And can doesn't mean will. And so you sort of have to temper your expectations of what's going to happen here in this game. But anyone said, well, yeah, if you get enough ISK, you can pay for a month of Omega time. But it's like, it's a billion and a half. And you're talking about earning 2 million, 3 million an hour. How many hours is a billion and a half? It's like a year's worth. Or you can pay, I think it's like $15 or $16 and get a month of Omega time. Or pay for a year, I think the year is 130. I suspect they'll have year-end sales here coming up near the end. But I mean, you know, for people who have no money, for people who have an internet connection and free time, and not a lot else, the Alpha Eve client, the Alpha Omega, the Alpha clone, offers really a lot of fun. It offers a lot of entertainment value for pretty much the cost of your internet connection, which you're already paying. Which I find a very interesting thing. CCP, which is the company that runs EVE Online. The company's in Iceland. The servers are all in Iceland. The server, there's only one server. Everybody's on the same server. It's in Iceland. But they're gambling that there will be enough people who want to buy stuff in support of their Alpha clone. Whether it's buying a month of subscription or liking it so much they decide to subscribe for a year, or they use up their free skill points. You can have up to five million free ones. But you can have up to 20 million. You just have to find a way to acquire them between 5 million and 20 million. 20 million is a pretty good skilled character. It's going to take a long time to get there. But the thing about EVE is that it's all long game. It's all long game. And then the Abyssals. I've been running T0 Abyssal, which is the lowest level Abyssal. And it takes between 8 and 10 minutes for me to take a character through there. And when I come out, assuming I come out alive, and most of the time I do, I can have 1.5 million ISK. So if I could run 5 of those, that's almost twice as much, maybe even a little more. Twice as much as I could earn in the same hour mining. And there are some downsides to it too. It's like you don't get the same kind of loot. It has special abyssal loot, which you can sell, but it doesn't do you anything for finding valuable improvements to your ship. Those you have to spend the money and buy. If you can pick up 1 million ISK in 10 minutes, then buying a couple of laser miners to go on your free ship, well, this doesn't sound so bad. So I'm sort of having fun with this idea of how do you build from zero, which takes me back to why I find EVE Online engaging when I'm thinking about storytelling. Because I think about the stories that my characters are telling themselves as they're doing the various things. I think about, okay, how do I feel about doing the same thing over and over again? How do I feel about buy low, sell high? How do I feel about better deals in the afternoon? How do I feel about having enough financial resources that I don't have to worry about how I'm going to buy ammunition for my weapons or fuel for the ship or food for the galley or fill in the blank. But it puts that layer of abstraction in between me and the stories that I want to tell. And I find that really valuable. The other part of the story is, I'm like 34,000 words into The Wizard's Cat. I'm back up to 2K a day. Not every day. But over NaNoWriMo, I've worked up from just barely squeaking past 1667 to pretty consistently hitting 2K words a day again. And I like the story the way it's developing. And it's going to take some work to bring it into shape, but it's coming together. And part of that is that I need to come out and walk and ramble on about EVE Online and the new cat, whose name is Cannoli. And he's my new writing buddy. And all the stuff that happens in between. At least the stuff I can talk about. There's a lot of stuff going on so far I can't talk about, but at least the stuff I could talk about to get out like today. And my mother used to say, go outside, get the stink blowed off. Because I haven't been walking, I haven't been doing that. And it's time I got a little more diligent. Anyway. I've got a board meeting in a few minutes, so I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, it's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.